today. We thank you because you've been good to us, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. You're so good, Lord Jesus. Great and greatly to be praised. Awesome. Like the song says, you are awesome, God. You are awesome. Hallelujah. Great and mighty is your name. Hey, glory to God. Bless us even now, Lord, as we get ready to go into your word, that we might be not hearers only, but doers of your word, that we might not only hear it, but heart it. And Lord, help us even now to get out of the way, that you might have your way. In Jesus' name, bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless every home that's represented, every family, Lord, every situation that we've prayed for today and all that we don't know to pray for. We ask you to bless your people everywhere, Lord. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for reconciliation. We pray, thank you, Jesus, for your will to be done in all situations. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Glory to God. Good to be in the house today, amen? Thank you, Jesus. God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Amen. We give honor to all that honor is due, all of you in your respective places. We thank God for being saved today. We thank God for being in the land of the living. Amen. We thank God for greater love. We thank God for this family. Amen. Amen. We pray for direction for this family. We pray for direction for this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Because there's work to be done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Amen. When you have it, say amen. 13th chapter of Matthew, the first verse, it says, that same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. I'm reading a new NIV version, so if yours is just a little bit different, that's all right. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the other people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. And the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. Thank you, Jesus. Where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see. And to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. I've read in your hearing the first 23 verses of the 13th chapter of Matthew. Amen. The word of the Lord is blessed. And we're talking about a very familiar parable today, the parable of the sower. But this is important to understand, especially when it comes to talking about what you all were talking about today, about going out and talking to people. Amen. And even the way we handle conversation, like what Brother Fred was referencing to in his testimony. Amen. We have to understand the way this thing works. Some of us have experienced it ourselves. Amen? The parable of the sower is recorded in three of the four biblical gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The human heart is like receptive soil to the seed of the Word of God. And Brother Mo, I know you're going to get this real good because you love plants. Amen. And you understand the process. Amen. And anybody who's ever dealt with planting anything, amen, whether it's a garden or plants in the home or whatever the case may be, you can understand what Jesus is talking about in this physical process of planting seeds. Now, what I want you to understand with that is how that mirrors us as Christians, if you will, and the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. It says the human heart is like receptive soil to the seed of the Word of God. Jesus used this analogy in the parable of the sower. The soil that the seed fell on represents four categories of hearers' hearts. Four different reactions to the Word of God. The hard heart, the shallow heart, the crowded heart, and the fruitful heart. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. The hard heart, the shallow heart, the crowded heart, and the fruitful heart. Think about it. Thank you, Jesus. First, we have the hard heart. The seed that falls along the roadside. This represents people who hear the word of God but never really believe. Amen? They hear it, and immediately they begin to, I don't know if I believe all that. Y'all got anybody in your life that, I don't know. And all that Bible stuff, that was written so long ago, and, sounds good, but I don't know. I don't know. Then there's that shallow heart, and I think a lot of us have experienced that shallow heart. Maybe some of you, when you first got saved, experienced this. The shallow heart, that is the seed that falls on stony ground. This signifies the people who hear the word and receive it with joy, but because there is no root to sustain them, they wither. Many people, when they first get saved, they hear the word of God and they are like on top of the world. They are like, woo, this is what I've been waiting for. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. And they get saved and they go out and they try to go back to even that day, they go to the family members that they, all their friends, I got saved. And they're all like, you got saved? Man, please. You didn't get saved. You're still so-and-so, and you're the, and they start reminding of you who you are, and you'd be like, yeah, you're right, maybe, because they got no root. They're just excited. Amen? And the problem with being excited is excitement is based on circumstances. Amen? If you are a Buffalo Bills fan, you probably got excited last night. Amen? And maybe still are excited this morning. But if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, you're not excited at all. You're miserable. Can't believe that it happened. How did that happen like that? Miserable. See, that's the problem with this thing. This walk cannot be based on feelings. We say it all the time, and I can't say it enough. This walk cannot be based on feelings, because you're going to feel bad many times in your life. You're going to feel sad. You're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel unappreciated. You're going to feel like nobody cares, not even God. You're going to feel all those things in your life. But you can't walk this walk based on your feelings. You have to walk this walk based on what you know, based on the Word of God and what the Word of God says in concern of you. That's what you got to walk this walk. You got to trust the process. Amen? When you first cultivate the soil, I'm not a gardener, but I when you first cultivate, make sure you want to have good soil, right? You want to get all the weeds out of there. You want to cultivate the soil. You want to make sure it's nice and then you want to plant the seeds real nice down in the soil. But you don't get something overnight. It's a process. Amen. So in the meantime, during the process, good days, bad days, sun is good for plants and stuff like that. But what you going to do when there is no sun? You got to keep watering. You got to keep watering. It's part of the process. Just keep cultivating. Just keep watering. after a while. Huh? After a while. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody get me real quick. 1 Peter 5 and 10. I don't have it in my notes. That's why I'm asking somebody to get it. But I just thought of it as I said that. 1 Peter 5 and 10. If somebody has it, if you could read it nice and loud for me. 1 Peter 5 and 10. I think that's it. Do me a favor, just for a second. Nobody's in front of you. Just take that down so I can hear you. Nice and loud. Go ahead. Hold up. After what? After you have suffered a while. After. Part of the process, right? After. Go ahead. After you have suffered a while, he'll make you perfect, he'll strengthen you, he will establish you, and he will do what? He will settle you. You know what a blessing it is to be settled in the Word of God? Settled in Christ Jesus, settled in the fact that what God says is true, settled in the fact that no matter what happens, God has never lied, settled in the fact that no matter what comes or what goes, I believe what Jesus said on my behalf. Do you understand what a blessing it is to be settled in the Word of God? Settled in the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. So there's that hard heart that just can't wrap their head around it. Then there's that shallow heart who gets real excited about what they hear, but because they have no root, the picture I got in my mind is like, there's something to eat on the ground, and a little bird comes flying over and snatches it, gets all excited and starts to fly away, and a bigger bird comes and whoop, takes it right out of the mouth. Give me that. Amen? That's the picture I have in my mind. And you know, that's just what the enemy does with us. And with people who are in that state. A lot of times, when they first get saved, see, they don't know nothing at that point. This is all new to them. That's why, as ministers, we try to, people that first get saved, we try to hedge them in a little bit. We try to say, hey, give them some instruction. Now listen, it's important for you to keep coming. Every time we open the doors, you got to be here. And listen, we try to, you know, make contact with them in the beginning because we know that they don't know nothing. All they have is their intentions and their excitement. You know, what happens is Christ immediately changes them, but they don't know the walk yet. They don't, you know, they're just beginning. And what happens is the enemy comes and snatches it from them when they don't have any help around them. So that's why we want to make sure that we tell the truth to someone who just got saved. Tell the truth and say, look, what you just did was the best decision you ever made in your life, but please don't think that every day is going to be sunshine. Please don't think that everything's going to be easy now. Matter of fact, it's going to be a whole lot harder until you start to settle. Because the enemy wants to snatch it away. And he knows the best time to snatch it away is when they don't know nothing, when they have no root. Amen? So we have to explain that to people. The next heart is the crowded heart. That is the seed that falls on ground where weeds choke out its growth. Slowly and surely, these people, busy with the cares and riches of the world, just lose interest in the things of God. You know, this speaks to the point that, you know, a lot of times we have good intentions. We know we need God in our lives. We know we need to live for God, but we want to do that and not give up some of the other stuff. You know, like, I want to do that and this. Can I do both? I want to do both. That's what I want to do. And eventually what happens is they get to a point where they, you know, they're running into the same things over and over and over again, and God says to them, you know, I can't have you serve two masters. You're either with me or you're against me. Amen. Lukewarm, I spit you out. I need you hot or cold. I need to know, you know, I can't have you on one side of the fence, on one leg on one side, one on the other. No, it don't work like that. Amen. Nothing will ever grow in that scenario. If you're going to try to serve God and chase all the things of the world at the same time, you're going to have a problem. Amen? Because God is a jealous God. He has to be, he has, you know, your priorities must be in order. It must be God first. And all the, he said in Matthew that, you know, if you seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the other things will be added unto you. That's what he said. Amen? So if your priorities are in order, don't you know that God knows what you need? You know, we think we got our own ideas of what I need. But God knows better than I do what I need. And he says, if you would just, you know, center yourself around me, I will take care of all the other stuff. Don't worry about it. I'll make sure you have enough to eat. I'll make sure you can pay your bills. I'll make sure you got a place to stay. I'll make sure I'll take care of all that stuff. I know you need to. I know that all those things are necessities for you. I'll take care of that. But I got to be at the center. Amen? That heart. And finally, there's that fruitful heart. That heart that receives the word. The seed falls on good ground, and the plants produce a rich harvest. These are the ones who determine, we are the ones that determine what kind of soil our hearts will be. And that's another thing. That's why I always try to, you know, we always talk about, don't just hear the word, but heart it. Heart it. Because when you just hear it, it goes away. You know what I mean? How many times have we left church and later in the day something comes up? Hey, yeah, how was church today? What'd they talk about? You were there, weren't you? Yeah, I was there. Something about, you know, we heard it, but we didn't really heart it. Understand? We need to heart the word, not just hear it. We determine what kind of soil our hearts will be. We decide whether we will have a hard heart, a shallow heart, a crowded heart, or a receptive heart. That's what James meant when he said, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. The word cannot work in our lives unless we have receptive hearts. And the way, and what I wanted to do, I asked Fred, can we get that back up there? I'm sorry. I asked Fred to put that picture up there for me, and I know it's small, it's hard for you to read, but that's a picture of a tree. It's a tree it says, this tree is still standing after the sand beneath was washed out. Why is it still standing? Because its roots are so deep. And this reminds me of what our relationship with Jesus should be like. When the storms wash up against us, we will still stand because we are firmly planted. Lord, help us to keep growing our roots deep in your word, in your truth, and in your love. Someone sent that to me last week, and I just looked at it, and I was like, wow, I love that. I mean, look at that picture. The sand has literally been washed out of the bottom, and the tree is still standing. Why? Because the roots of the tree are so deep that tree is still standing, even though what's immediately underneath it is gone. Glory to God. And you know what I thought about? As we grow up, we get down. As we grow up, we get down. Amen. The more we grow in God, the deeper our roots get. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I talk about my favorite scripture all the time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Right? And I want to tell you that, how do we grow? How do our roots get? Every time we trust God, our roots get a little deeper. Every time we acknowledge God and not try to do it our way, our roots get a little deeper. Amen? Every time that when he tells us to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us, every time that we do that, every time that we say to, God, I can't handle this, but I know you can, and I'm going to give it to you, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to wait and see what the... Every time we do that, our roots get a little deeper. Amen? And that's how you grow in God. Amen. And then what happens? The deeper your roots grow, when the storms come in your life, when the bad things happen, I can only picture like a cartoon where his feet are in cement and the wind's blowing. The wind can blow you, but your feet are cemented. You're not going nowhere. Amen. The storms of life can blow, some heavy storms, some things that, all the stuff that we're going through, things can happen in your life, but you are not blown away. Why? Because you have deep roots in the Word of God. Deep roots in love. Deep roots in Jesus, who's done it for you over and over and over again. And every time you trust him, and every time he brings you out, your roots get a little deeper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You remember in the beginning when you were tossed to and fro with every little thing that came against you? You remember when you used to come to church and cry all the time? Huh? Because I'm trying so hard to live right. I'm trying, and this keeps happening, and I don't know if God even hears me. I don't even know if I... You remember those days? Huh? You remember when every little thing that happened, you would get all upset. You would react. You would say the wrong thing. You would do this. You would... Any little thing that happened, you went off the chain. You remember those days? And now... It's like you can handle some things. Now you react to things a little differently. Now people can't get to you so easily anymore. You remember the day when they could just say a word to you and set you off. But now they can't do that to you no more. Why? Because your roots are growing down deep. And you can handle some things now. Now you're a little more rooted and grounded and cemented into the Word of God. You've actually experienced and tried God, and he did exactly what he said he was going to do, and because of that, you're a little stronger now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, the more you get stronger, the more your roots get a little deeper, you have a desire to get those weeds out of there. Because you know weeds don't do no good for you no more. You know those things you've been trying real hard to deal with, real hard to get rid of? The deeper those roots get, the deeper you get in God, you find out, I don't need that. I thought I could never give this up. I don't need it. Why? Because your roots are growing down deep into the ground. And with that picture, you could, yes, okay, you don't forget to bring it up, but you can handle some things now. The storms of life can come your way. You've been through something. Amen? Been there, can't tell, or what is it? Going there, can't tell, been there, how to get there. Right? Going there, ain't never been through nothing yet. Been there's been through some things. So going there, can't really tell been there anything. You've been through some things that you know has brought you through. God has done some things in your life that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt nobody else could do is nobody but Jesus. Nobody. Nobody. You tried for years to do what Jesus did for you. You asked people to help you do for you what Jesus did for you. For years you couldn't do it, but Jesus picked you up, turned you around, placed those feet on what? Solid ground. You know why it's solid? Because the roots are deep down underneath, holding you. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Thank you, Jesus. And don't you know, the whole idea is for us to produce fruit. Nothing like seeing a plant flourish, amen? Amen. Nothing like when you planted a garden and you see the crops and they're all ripe and ripe. They're nothing like it. Amen? They use that example with children in school because it's such, it does something for them to see the process. For a child to see, okay, today we're planting this and we're going to water it along. Every day we're going to water it now. And you watch. And for a child to see what actually comes, it blows their mind. They're like, whoa, I remember when we put those three little seeds in here and all of a sudden this is what we got. It's mind-blowing. But that's what God is all about. Amen? The Word of God is that seed. And we have to provide, we have to make sure we have good soil to take that seed, and we have to cultivate it, take it in. And don't let nobody come and get it from you. Amen? Keep all the animals away. Keep all everything that's going to destroy the crops. Keep all that stuff away. Just keep watering. Just keep watering. And how many times have you ministered to somebody or helped or encouraged somebody and you lose track of them, and later on they come to you and say, hey, this is where I'm at now. This is what I'm doing now. Like, whoa. But it took you and all these other people to water along the way for them to be what God wants them to be. Amen? So again, I just believe that none of us have time to waste. Amen? Time's flying by, ain't waiting for nobody. Amen? I don't believe any of us have time to waste. So if you're going to make it your business to get out of bed on a cold, wintry January morning, to come to this house, make it your business to get something out of it. Make it your business not just come here and go through the motions. Don't just come here and just hear something and go back home. Don't just come here and say, yeah, we had a good time. What'd you talk about? I don't know, but we had a good time. You know, treat your time valuable and say, you know what? This is my time is valuable. I don't just waste my time. And if I'm here, and I know I should be here, then I'm not just going to hear it, I'm going to heart it. And I'm going to walk away from here, and I'm going to say to myself, how can I apply to my life what it is that I heard today? Amen? How can I take the songs that I heard, the message that I heard, how can I take that? How does it apply to what I'm going through right now? Lord, speak to my heart and show me what that, how that applies to me right now. Amen? And your roots just continue to get down. And you continue to grow up. You mature. None of us are perfect and never will be. But you mature in the fact that you're not, every little piece of drama doesn't mess with you no more. You're able to say, not today. Not today, Satan. You're just able to say, not today, Satan. Not getting involved in that. I'm not going to get all excited. I'm not going to get my blood pressure all high because people want to give me drama. I'm not going to do that today. You know, you grow. There was a day when you'd get all caught up in it and want to be the center of it and just, you know, and your blood pressure rise. I don't need to do all that. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. I done growed up a little bit. Amen. Lord, devil, you can't get me with that stuff no more. You have to come with something different than that. I done growed up a little bit. Amen. I got some roots underneath me. Amen. I'm standing firmly planted on the word of God. Because Jesus says that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen? So I'm just crazy enough to believe what he said. Amen? I just believe the word of God is true. And I just believe that the more I trust him, the deeper my roots get. The more I include him in my business, the more I acknowledge him in my situations, the deeper my roots get. The more I do that, he not only directs my path, but my roots get deeper and I begin to flourish in God to the point where I'm giving off fruit. I'm showing what it's like to have patience. I'm showing what it's like to show love. Amen? When people are having these crazy conversations and everybody's getting all uptight about things that, you know, that don't matter to the kingdom of God. I can show love in the midst of that. I don't have to raise my voice. I can get my point across without ever raising my voice. I can bring reconciliation. I can bring peace to the situation. Why? Because as I grow, I get down. I get down deep into the word of God. If God be for me, who can be against me? Who? God is on your side. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Let us stand.